Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I have nothing against Rick Santorum, but what somebody has to explain to me is, how can somebody who's a sitting senator run for the Senate as an incumbent and lose by 19 points to somebody else, and then say, well, gee, I just lost in Pennsylvania for the Senate by 19 points, now I'm going to run for president. Explain that to me. It's like, as an example, you're a high school student, you flunk out of high school, you're out, and you say, you know what, I think now I'm going to apply to the Wharton School of Finance. I want to go to the Wharton School. It doesn't work that way. He lost by 19 points. From what I understand, it was the biggest loss in the history of the U.S. Senate for an incumbent. And now he wants to be president.
That's Donald Trump taking to YouTube to explain that he has nothing against Rick Santorum. He just doesn't think that it makes any sense that he's running for president. Presidential race number one on the countdown this week. Doug Steffen here with a welcome in the Talk Radio Countdown overview of the hot hits for the week ending Friday, February the 10th. Here's a rundown of all of the top 10. Thanks to the staff at Talkers Magazine for helping us put this list together. The aftermath of Super Bowl 46 is number 10. JFK intern affair, number 9. Keystone Pipeline discussion, number 8. Number 7, the Josh Powell case. Number 6, the escalating situation with Iran. Number 5 is the discussion of the birth control controversy as it's applied to the health care law. Number 4, the housing settlement. Number 3 is Syria and the problems there. Number 2, the gay marriage debate. Number 1 is the GOP primary season that is upon us. Here's host Alan Handelman talking to Tim Mack from Politico.com about some of the baggage that Rick Santorum has. And maybe you don't know about it yet, but you will. As he's starting to do well, more people will be hearing more about Mr. Santorum.
You really do bring up a lot of things that I didn't even think about or remember in his problems. Give us the setup to this article, and then we can go over them one by one. Go ahead.
So much in this campaign has been focused on a kind of Newt Romney face-off. With Rick Santorum's 3 wins in Colorado, in Minnesota, in Missouri, attention is now focusing back on Santorum's campaign and what potential baggage he might be carrying. Okay, so our piece is basically running through the top 10 things he has to worry about. What are the top 10 things conservative and Republican voters will be considering as downsides to his campaign?
All right, let's start with number 1, losing big in 2004.
Now, back when he last ran for Senate, he actually lost by a margin of 18 points, which was actually the largest margin of defeat for an incumbent in something like over 25 years. And so it was an embarrassing moment for him, and it was a moment that makes people wonder nowadays: is he a winner or is he a loser?
You also have number 2, lobbying D.C. background. I didn't remember this.
Well, you know, it hasn't been talked about as much as Gingrich's lobbying history, which has been a subject of debate during the campaign and brought up in debates and talked about in negative advertising. But after Rick Santorum left the Senate, after he lost the Senate race, he did some work for Universal Health Services and other lobbying groups. He said since then that it was consistent with his values, and that's how he defends it. But, you know, Mitt Romney's already been hammering him on this. You know, the big quote of the day from Mitt Romney's speech from last evening in Denver was that Washington can't be reformed by someone who has been compromised by the culture of Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of plays into that, that he did some lobbying work in D.C.
Yeah, interesting. And number 3, he endorsed Romney in 2008.
I mean, I'm not sure if this really needs too much explanation. You've endorsed your one of your major opponents for the presidential nomination. You know, in 2008, Santorum said that Governor Romney would stand up for conservative principles. Very difficult for him now to say this guy is not conservative enough when you yourself have endorsed him as conservative in the past.
Up next, more on Santorum and the presidential race.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it later in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambarin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambarin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambarin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambarin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambarin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hello, State Farm.
Hi, can I bundle my auto, home, and life policies together at State Farm?
You could save hundreds, and you can deal with just one State Farm agent.
Just one?
Just me.
I won't be bandied off to some bungling bargain basement bailiwick in East Bumstumble?
Nope, only me.
No BS, no baloney, and no ballyhooed bungling bunkum?
Believe it.
No matter how many policies you have, it can all stay with one State Farm agent.
Bless you.
Better?
Beyond better. Bye.
Bye.
Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Talk radio, the top 10, presidential race number one, host Preston Scott and Eric Eggers talking to political strategist David Johnson about Rick Santorum's very good week and how that shapes the rest of the race.
Did anyone other than Santorum and his staff believe it would be 3-for-3?
No, they didn't. Everyone expected Colorado was going to go for Romney. Romney's campaign did. That's why they had Romney in Denver when the results were coming in. That's the big stunner. Colorado was supposed to be a Romney state. He was ahead in the polls. They were very comfortable. In fact, they had carried Colorado in 2008 over John McCain.
So Colorado, a stunner. He wanted to win Minnesota, but he knew that was going to be a coin toss. But, I mean, he got beat in three different states with kind of three different makeups, didn't they?
He did. And the thing is, too, both Minnesota and Colorado went for Mitt Romney in 2008. So that's the big question. But don't forget, in 2008, he was seen as the conservative alternative to John McCain. Today, he's the John McCain candidate, and Rick Santorum was the conservative alternative.
All right, so let's boil it down. What does it really mean in the grand scheme of things?
It means Republican voters still are not sold on Mitt Romney. Social issues are coming back into the fore because this is really Rick Santorum's platform. And Santorum was helped over the past several days with the Susan G. Komen controversy and also with the ruling that came out where the federal court overturned California's Proposition 8 on gay marriage. So anytime we have social issues come to the fore in a Republican vote, that helps Santorum. Finally, Romney can't win unless he advertises heavily on television. We've seen this over and over again in state after state.
What does that tell you about that? I mean, and I guess some people would say, well, that's a point of vulnerability. But isn't that generally how elections are won anyway, through amassing resources and then advertising blitzes?
It is a lot of times in the general election, but what we're seeing is in the primary elections, that's not how you really nominate a strong nominee. I mean, it was how Bob Dole won in 96, and we know how strong he turned out. It's also how John McCain was finally able to overcome it by concentrating his media resources in several states in 08. But the fact that we have so much voter apathy, voter participation is lower than it was in 2008, and the fact that so many people still have uneasiness over Mitt Romney, and the longer this campaign goes on, the higher his negatives are going in the Republican primary. That's a cause for concern, because we're not seeing the voter enthusiasm. And while Republicans wanted to beat Barack Obama, the question is, if they're unenthusiastic about Mitt Romney, are they going to show up in the numbers that we need?
Talk host Charlie Sykes with Stephen Hayes from the Weekly Standard, and they visit with each other about Rick Santorum, wondering if his victories really are something that makes a difference. Seems to be a lot of people questioning that this week.
How important is Missouri? There were no delegates at stake. It was a beauty contest. So, you know, what about the spin that it doesn't matter that Rick Santorum won big in Missouri?
Frankly, I don't buy it. You know, the same people who are saying that, the political analysts out here in Washington, are the people who will cite opinion polls with a sample size of 430 people. You're talking about 250,000 people. It was a beauty contest, but it's significant that he won by more than doubling up Mitt Romney, I think. You know, it doesn't get him many delegates, and when they actually have their contest on March 17th, Newt Gingrich will be part of it. That will diminish Santorum's advantage. So, you know, it's not determinative by any means, but the fact that you win by some 30 points in Missouri is, I think, significant.
Yeah, I noticed the one savvy observer noted that that's won seven times as many voters as in Nevada.
Yes, exactly right.
That was you, by the way.
Brilliant.
Okay, so now moving ahead with Santorum, obviously now moving into the number two position. Santorum, of course, benefits because nobody's pounded him as aggressively as the other candidates have been pounded. Mitt Romney has shown that he could take out Newt Gingrich with a big air war. What should we expect from the Romney folks about Santorum? And how will Santorum counter it?
We got a preview of it this morning with Eric Fernstrom doing Chuck Todd's show on MSNBC. And Fernstrom, who's a spokesman for Mitt Romney, said, you know, these guys are two peas in a pod, he said, about Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum. And they're both Washington insiders. And, you know, if we nominate one of these two guys, it will be a Washington insider going up against a Washington insider. And Mitt Romney's spent an entire career outside of Washington and most of it in the business community. So I think that's likely to be the main line of attack, because Romney is, he's somewhat boxed in because he can't very well attack Santorum from the left, which would be the natural place for Romney to, or from the center, to go after Rick Santorum. Santorum's vulnerable on a couple of things. One is earmarks. He is a defender, I would say, in some ways, a stubborn and eager defender.
Unapologetic. Yeah, he's an unapologetic porker.
Absolutely, and I remember sitting, we had him on the set on Special Report on Fox News Channel and had a group interview with him, and I remember we talked to him about his earmarking, and if I'm not mistaken, this is at least a close paraphrase, if not a direct quote, he said, I was a prodigious earmarker.
Mm-hmm.
So there are quotes like that out there in which he defends, you know, earmarking as a process. He defends his role in it and bringing home the bacon for Pennsylvania. And look, I mean, he broadens the argument and says, look, what's really important is big earmarks are a pittance when you look at them in the context of the national, of the federal budget, and what really matters is that people are serious about entitlement reform. And that's probably the best way to frame the issue. I still think earmarking is bad, and it's certainly something that that Romney will use to try to separate him from the Tea Party support that he's won.
Up next, we move to the gay marriage debate, the latest on Syria, here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop.
Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show every week. We're into the numbers 1 through 10, and actually we're at number 2 right now, the gay marriage debate. After a federal appeals court in California ruled that the state's same-sex marriage ban is unconstitutional. Here's host Alec Degman talking to Illinois State Rep. Greg Harris, who's behind a bill in his state to make same-sex marriage legal there.
Tell me about this bill. What's in this and what does it do?
I think this is the next step towards full equality. We did civil unions in Illinois, which give folks the same basic rights and responsibilities under state law, but does not give them full equality in their relationships. This is what we need to do in Illinois, and also the federal government has to act to be sure that all families are treated equally under federal law as well.
Now, what is it about gay marriage that propels proponents of this to keep trying? It seems year after year in Illinois we have gay marriage bill after gay marriage bill. We finally get civil unions passed last year, and now you're trying again. Why is this?
Because if you look at the history of equal rights struggles in America and as our democracy has unfolded, women did not get the right to vote overnight. At the time that idea came around, it was as novel and looked at askance by a lot of the population as same-sex marriage was initially. You look at the Civil Rights Act of 1964. You know, it was about 80 years since we fought the Civil War before the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was enacted into law. This is a process. It is a process. They call it a struggle for equal rights for a reason, because it is a struggle.
There are some people in the legislature out of the 177 of you who will support something like civil unions, but not necessarily gay marriage, because the connotation of marriage evokes, you know, maybe a religious thing, or it evokes something entirely different than what a civil union provides. How do you plan to combat that and move forward with this?
Well, it's not what I plan to do. It's really what the American people and the Illinois people are doing. If you look at the Gallup polls, all the different national polls that have been going on for the last number of years. This year, for the first time, the majority of American citizens believe that full marriage equality is the right thing to do. And it's been an educational process. Folks have learned the difference between the sacrament of marriage in their church and the rights that government gives to families under our marriage laws.
Talk host John Anderson
with correspondent J.J. Green. They talk about Senator John McCain's suggestion that the U.S. get more directly involved in Syria.
We've had a couple of votes in the U.N. No one seems to have the ability to get China and Russia to support doing something, even in the way of sanctions against Iran. But Senator John McCain of Arizona thinks the U.S. might have to unilaterally do something.
Yeah, there have been calls for that for quite a while, for the U.S. to step in and do something, because everyone knew that when the Libyan situation came up, the U.S., it was the might and the force and the will of the U.S. essentially that made that happen. But Syria is in a curious situation because, one, if you take a look at the neighborhood that it's in, there's a big battle for dominance in that region right now, with some powers understanding the ramifications of the Arab Spring, governments falling, governments weak. Iran, of course, is under pressure because of its nuclear program. Saudi Arabia supposedly buying nukes to counterbalance those. You've got Lebanon on one side, and you've got Iraq, which is rebuilding itself. And the real concern here is what could come out of this, the terror concerns. There is also revenge. There's also religious dominance. And you also have this issue you can't forget about, and that is that Syria, Damascus particularly, has been the crossroads for the nuclear and the weapons underground black market for a long time.
Well, what is the extent, if any, of Iran's involvement in all this?
Well, Iran knows that Syria is one of its biggest and last allies out there right now, as it looks at its future, and it knows that much of what it needs to do in order to continue with business as usual, the way Iran does it, in terms of pushing buttons behind the scenes, it needs to run it through Syria. Syria has historically been a big middleman.
800-510-8255. Your calls on the items that we've had in the focus so far. We'll have some of your calls and more of the top 10 coming up on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Relaying to you the issues of the day, the events, the top 10, if you will, in talk radio. Our countdown show continues for the week ending Friday, the 10th of February. I'm Doug Steffen, the number 4 issue this week as we go through the numbers. That housing settlement, the foreclosure abuse settlement, some say. Here are hosts Carrie Dozer and Chuck Powell talking about the $25 billion settlement and what that means to you.
There has been a major $25 billion settlement reached with 25 states, I do believe, dealing with mortgage lending. People who have gone through what has been labeled some pretty abusive practices by banks as they're going
through hell.
Well, you know, and a lot of people have.
You were taught all your life that the safe investment is a home and buy a home. And then if you have enough money, you know what? If you want to make another investment, buy another home, rent it out, or have a summer place, or whatever the case may be. So I never really dabbled in the market, but once I was making enough money in my life that I could afford to make some investments, you know, I did it in real estate. Wow, what a backfire.
Yeah.
And then I happened to do it at the time when it was the least logical, apparently, to do that. And so, you know, I was there. I suffered with all of those, and I know I'm not alone. And that's the only, by the way, the only salvation that you can find if you've been through this is that, okay, I didn't do anything stupid.
Yeah. A lot of people are in the same boat.
People are in the same boat. You know, I'm not the only one rowing. There are a lot of people that have an oar right now.
That's right. Well, a lot of people are in trouble. Many people have lost their homes already, but a greater number probably still are dealing with the banks now. They're going through maybe a foreclosure process. Maybe they're close to it. Maybe they think they don't have any other options. As far as I can tell, this mortgage agreement is set up to hopefully help most people deal with that. Apparently, this, and I'm just now reading the details, there are 49 states in on this deal. There's one state that isn't. It's Oklahoma. They've held out on the deal, and they may in fact get in on it. But what happened is the state's attorneys general settled with at least 5 major banks, and there were allegations of, there are fair foreclosures, by the way, out there, and there are unfair foreclosures, and these focused on those that dealt with bad practices by the mortgage lenders and by the banks. So there, in the states that settled, there will be money available not only to people who are in the process of dealing with the mortgage lenders now, but some who have lost their home in past years. So there will be some lump sum payments to people who've lost their homes. There will also be some interest rate deductions, or reductions, I should say, to people who are going through the process now. So it's kind of a lot to sort out, and we're going to... Yeah.
Well, it's brand new news, and neither of us, trust me, are going to try to come off as an expert in this, certainly me. And so I don't have necessarily any advice, but there are a lot of questions that have drummed up. To me, the best part about this is the $3 billion going toward refinance mortgages. Mm-hmm. So a chance to give people a break who are in fear of losing their home, and by being able to refinance, because trust me, not too long ago, you know, if you got screwed over by this process, mm-hmm. you thought, well, I'm going to call and refinance. And it was like, no chance.
No, you can't.
There's no way. Don't waste my time. It was, you might as well have called and said, is your refrigerator running?
Right.
You know, they thought you were praying. Really? You think you're going to qualify for a refinance?
Really?
That's not going to happen.
Right.
So that's, to me, encouraging.
You know, there are a lot of, I've been doing this for a long time, and I listen to a lot of talk radio programs, hear a lot of hosts who feign expertise, so they give you a line of baloney just to kind of keep your attention. That was one of the most informative, if I do say so myself. I don't choose the excerpts. I don't know these people. But listening to that for the past 3 minutes, that was one of the most informative pieces of conversation on the radio that I think I've heard in a long time. One of the most honest overviews, Carrie Dozier, and especially Chuck Powell, talking about the housing settlement this week, the foreclosure abuse settlement. I thought, I'm congratulating them, because I thought that's the kind of thing that we ought to have more of on the radio. Good conversation, and you learn something by listening to it. It is helpful probably to a lot of you who didn't even know this settlement was in place. So, to use their word, encouraging, that was good. Thank you. We are surveying all of the talk radio programs, good stations, and good hosts around the country to bring you this summation of what the big stories in general are across the nation. That's the purpose of this program. We move into number five territory now. Here's another story that has created a lot of artificial hoo-ha controversy. The health care law, and how it applies to the Catholic Church. That's basically what number five is. Here's host Steve Scott with Congresswoman Nita Lowry of New York, who says this is not a religious issue, but it's about women's health.
Congresswoman, you support the president's plan.
I certainly do, and frankly, I've been stunned by the backlash over a policy that is so clearly beneficial to the health of American women. This is not about religious freedom. It's about women's health. And if you look at the facts, and that's why the administration made this decision, access to birth control is directly linked to declines in maternal and infant mortality. It protects women for whom pregnancy could cause medical problems, prevents dangerous medical conditions like ovarian cysts, reduces unintended pregnancies, and reduces abortion. And remember that women who are employed by any hospital, college, or nonprofit are just as entitled to these health benefits as women who work for any other employer. And if you are employed by a church, you are exempt. So the administration made it clear that there are exemptions in there.
Devil's advocate, shouldn't an employer be able to decide what they include in their coverage?
There are many things in coverage that I take and other women take that I don't use. Am I going to pick it out and say, okay, I don't use contraception? Others do use contraception? No. These decisions were made by a scientific institution, the Institutes of Health, based on a great deal of input. And it's very clear that the employers have to do what's right and the administration's policies in the best interest of women's health. Let's forget the politics here. I think the politics is really unfortunate. And I guess there are a lot of Republicans seem to think it's politically advantageous to push this issue. Maybe it's a distraction from the failure to create jobs and continue the economic recovery. There are exemptions. Again, the Catholic Church is not being forced to pay for services to which they are ideologically opposed. We're talking about schools. We're talking about other institutions. We're not talking about the church itself.
This is pretty controversial, I think is the word for it, element of conversation on a lot of talk radio programs this week. And my only outtake here is that maybe you use education and not some bullying rule or law to get the job done. 800-510-8255. Your comments, my comments, they sort of add the piece de resistance to some of the discussion items. The fate of relationships with Iran and oil costs, that sort of thing. Oil now, in terms of gasoline, up 30 cents in the last month or so because of what's going on in Iran. Here's host David Bloomquist talking to Congressman Bill Johnson of Ohio about whether we have to get involved in this this whole fracas with the Iranians in the Middle East.
Some are saying Israel has already decided to attack Iran's nuclear bomb-making facilities. Can this be done effectively without U.S. involvement? And if it can't, would you recommend the United States getting involved? Because I'll go back to what I found. I mean, we're talking about Tel Aviv is about 1,000 miles from Tehran. Israel has a great air force, but what they don't have the refueling capabilities in midair. Iran has really taken their nuclear facilities and spread them out. They've gone underground, and by all accounts, Israel can do damage. But derailing a nuclear program, by most experts, they say, if you're going to strike, you want to derail it by about 2 years. Israel does not have the capabilities to do that without our help. Give me your thoughts.
Let's go to the bottom line with this one as well. It is absolutely a necessity that we prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. And we must defend our ally Israel in the area. But let's go back for a second. Suppose that Iran were to get a nuclear weapon. That is a very rogue regime. Very irresponsible regime. This could lead to a cascading effect where other nations in the Middle East also get nuclear weapons as a result. Now, you know, Israel is reacting to increasing rhetoric coming out of Iran. Iran is, in turn, feeding off of Israel's threats and suppositions. But at the end of the chapter, Israel's got to defend itself. Now, we have imposed sanctions here in the U.S., and they have had a significant impact on Iran's economy. And now the EU has also decided to ban imports of oil from Iran. Both of those are big deals, and we need to let those sanctions have an opportunity to work. But in the end, it is in the interest of the United States to prevent, at all costs, Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon, and that includes military action. So, you know, your scenario that you gave, if Israel attacks, we have to stand by our ally Israel, and we have to support them in that effort.
800-510-8255, Iran, do we help Israel, has been the question that's been asked a number of times this week. Moving to number seven in a moment, that situation with Josh Powell in Washington State, killing his children and burning the house down. Man, has this got people in a blaze of conversation, if you'll pardon the pun, 16 before the hour.
Hey, guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in.
For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
Hi, I'm Julie Bowen, asking you to walk with me in March for Babies. Too many children in our country are being born prematurely or with birth defects. They have to fight to survive every day, but you can make a difference. Your steps in March for Babies can help them take their first steps. Visit marchforbabies.org to start your team and raise money to ensure that babies are born healthy. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
800-510-8255 connects with us. Let's a couple of interesting callers here before we leave Iran. Let's first talk to Bruce, who's down in Florida with an opinion on what we ought to do with the Iranians. Go ahead, Bruce, you're on the countdown.
Yes, sir. I believe we absolutely have to support Israel. They are really our only ally in the Middle East, our true ally. And even if it means that we have to use military force, we've got to support them. Ahmadinejad has proved that he is a radical and he despises everything about the United States of America.
Yeah. All right. Hey, a lot of people who feel the way you do. 800-510-8255. Mervin, California, with thoughts on this now.
In a time when Supreme Leader Khomeini may already have a nuclear weapon, why does the Obama administration constantly talk about we might have to deal with it, we might have to deal with it? Why not make the assumption that Iran has the ability to strike with a nuclear device? Why does he insist on cutting at a time when Israel is at such a high degree of risk?
All right, a lot of people ask that question. There's some pretty good answers, but we don't have time for them now because we've got to move into the number 7 item this week on our charts from this past week, and that's the Josh Powell case. Here's host Dave Ross talking about the two 911 calls that many people thought might have helped stop Josh Powell.
Two dramatic 911 calls have the police in Pierce County, Washington, wondering whether they might have prevented Josh Powell from blowing up his house on Sunday with his two boys inside. There was a call from his sister, Alina, who was in tears after she got her brother's farewell voicemails.
He said something about he can't live without his sons and goodbye.
The call from the caseworker on the scene after Powell grabbed the two boys and locked them in the house.
Something really weird has happened. The kids went into the house and the biological parent, whose name is Josh Powell, will not let me in the door.
Even though she mentioned smelling gasoline, she had trouble convincing the 911 operator it was a genuine emergency.
Okay, how long will it be?
I don't know, ma'am. They have to respond to emergency, life-threatening situations first.
The timeline shows that had the police been dispatched earlier, they might have arrived before the explosion. But the operator had never heard of Josh Powell, didn't realize this was the man accused of killing his wife 3 years earlier. He wasn't privy to the call from Powell's sister, and so he didn't connect the dots. And that should not surprise us. Because when it comes to fanaticism, normal people will always have trouble connecting the dots. Because the dots are being left by abnormal people, who, be they terrorists or Columbine copycats or murderous parents, will always do the unthinkable. By definition, they think of things that we never could. I have no doubt we'll improve the 911 system, GPS dispatched helicopters, SEAL Team 6 on standby, but sometimes when people call for the cops, what they're really calling for is a miracle.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Countdown Show is a narrative of what's going on, and through the course of the week, there are always at least 10 things that occupy our mind, our attention, our thoughts, and that's what this program is all about, reviewing them, so you'll know what the scoop is on some of your favorite items and what some of your favorite hosts have said. Number 8 on the countdown, the Keystone Pipeline. Here's host Garland Robinette, who talks to Kim Quinn from the Friends of the Earth. They explain or talk together about the environmental objections that people have to the pipeline.
I know you're against the Keystone XL pipeline, but tell the audience why, if you would.
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, this pipeline really is very much a threat to the health and safety of the American people and to our climate as a whole. As you may know, the pipeline is dirty at both ends and dangerous in between. In Canada, where the tar sands are extracted, the area an area the size of Florida is raised, boreal forest is raised, so that oil companies can get to the tar sands deposits underneath. And then the tar sands go through a process of refining that requires three times the amount of water as conventional oil, and actually emits three times the amount of greenhouse gases as conventional oil.
And I think everything you said, I've read, and I can corroborate that. Help me with the problem of somebody like me. I consider myself a true environmentalist. We drive two hybrid battery cars. We've got everything you could possibly do to conserve energy in our home. We're involved with environmental groups or whatever. But I drink my water out of a plastic bottle. All of my utilities in my house, whether it be the microwave, whether it be the refrigerator, are parts of petroleum products. And I want to use less oil for a myriad of reasons. And intellectually, I know one of the best ways to do it is raise the price at the gas pump. That would really kick me back from using it. But I'm too damn spoiled. What do you say to people like me? I know what should be done,
absolutely.
But to get there, I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a very good question. And actually, the truth is that this oil that's being produced from the tar sands that would be shipped in through the United States, through our heartland, through the Keystone XL, actually most of it wouldn't even reach American gas tanks. That's kind of the secret that TransCanada and the tar sands industry doesn't want consumers to know, because they conceived of this pipeline as it's always been an export pipeline. That's the reason it stretches all the way from Canada through our heartland to Gulf refineries, because that's where international ports are, and they want to get that oil to international markets. So actually, I actually would combat the myth that this oil will ever really be seen by Americans at all.
All right, so there's that argument. It always comes up. Does it affect the overall price of oil? You can argue that if you will. That's number eight this week. Number nine is the NBC interview, Meredith Vieira talking to Mimi Alford. She was the intern, and why she decided to reveal the story. Here she talks about how the affair felt and what she and the president did when they were together outside of the fooling around. All right, let's get to that cut.
It was exciting. It was glamorous. It was fun.
She was a 19-year-old college kid, an intern in the White House press office.
As clearly and persuasively as I could.
He was the 45-year-old leader of the free world. And she was mesmerized.
I was sort of swept into this web.
He said, don't do it. Can't win. Bad year.
The handsome president, his charisma, his magnetism.
Mimi Alford, who was then Mimi Beardsley, says after losing her virginity to President Kennedy on her fourth day on the job, they began an affair, spending evenings together in the private residence as often as twice a week.
You're 19, he's 45. What did you talk about?
Well, we didn't have a lot of time to talk. He was the president.
What we talked about was certainly not world affairs. The president was very boyish and playful with me.
In her book, Mimi calls their sexual encounters varied and fun, describing the president as a sensualist, who also enjoyed being completely silly, especially in the bathtub.
He had a collection of little yellow rubber ducks, and they were in the bathtub, and rubber ducks became sort of part of the game.
What did you do with the rubber ducks?
Well, we had races with rubber ducks in the bathtub. He was not being president when he was with me.
No, he was definitely not being president. Well, one of your friends, I believe, commented on it after the fact. You didn't have an affair with the president. You had a play date.
It did seem a little bit like that. I think maybe I reminded him of a younger time in his life.
Rubber duckies. Man, what a story. Number 10 on the countdown this week, all the things that happened after the Super Bowl was over. So that's it. Your review this week of the top 10 from the world of talk.